Welcome to NMA, empowering God's beloveds with Lavinia Johnson. And sorry guys, no men allowed. Here's your host, Lavinia Johnson.
Hello, and thank you so much for tuning in to NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds. My name is Lavinia, and as always, I am excited to have you on the podcast today. If you're new with us here at NMA, we welcome you. Welcome, you can make your home here at NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds, where our desire is to inspire, our desire is to uplift, to educate, and to encourage you guys, and to, of course, empower you through the Word of God. But NMA is not alone. We are more than honored to be a part of an amazing podcast network through A History with God Ministries. If you want to find out more information, you can go on their website at www.ahistorywithgod.org. So much content on there for you. If you scroll down to the bottom and click on our podcast network, there's so much for each and every single person. As I promised, I have Frank and Christina Sasso here with us today on our podcast, and that is an amazing time. It's an amazing experience, and I know you guys are going to have a good time because they're here to answer all my questions this time. We're going to get as much juice out of you as possible, if that's okay.
Okay. Ouch. I like how you say it's an amazing experience, and we haven't even started yet.
I know, because I'm always excited to do these podcasts. So welcome, Frank and Christina.
Oh, yay. Thank you for having us here.
Welcome to you.
It is an exciting time. Like, you guys don't understand. Like, I literally get really excited when I do these podcasts because this is my time to, like, you know, fun and be creative and just be myself.
Amen.
Yeah, welcome. And how are you guys doing?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Blessed. Amen.
Yeah. Blessed. Amen.
We're here. I mean, this is the 25th. I can't believe you've done 25 of these already.
Yeah, 25 episodes.
Consistently, right?
Consistently. There was one best of.
She took one day off for her wedding.
Yeah, to get married, whatever. Excuses.
It was a lot of stress at that time. Mm. But but here we are today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're back. We're strong. We're moving along. And how has life been for you guys so far? The year's almost over.
For the 2017?
2017.
Oh, okay. Mm. You said, how has life been? I'm digging.
2017
so far.
Was the best year we ever had.
Yeah.
Actually, 2018 was
the best year
we've ever had.
We always speak it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because we don't want it being October of 2018 and we're still waiting for it to be the best year.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know? So we're speaking what we want, not what we may necessarily have.
Right.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But,
into the next year.
Oh, yeah. 2017 has been great. 2018 has been even better. And
been getting better every year.
Yeah. Amen. Really great. A lot of great stuff in ministry and business and relationships and finances and just in the blessing.
Right. Awesome. And how's marriage life? Because that's where I want to kick off.
Okay.
Because that's where I'm in, mainly, that's where my mind is, like, how's marriage?
Very good, I would say. I mean, how would you say?
I love being married to Christina. It gets better every day. We've been married over 20 years now. Just mm-hmm. celebrated our 20th year anniversary last February, not awesome. 2017. Here's the thing. Mm-hmm. You get married. It's not like, okay, it ends there now. Like,
right.
I don't know, you know.
It's not about the wedding.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's about the marriage. Right. So as a guy, I still pursue my wife. I still, you know, and I've known her for over 30 years, but I still pursue her. I still try and keep it as a priority. I endeavor to take her away a lot or mm-hmm. just go for a drink or just, you know, go for a walk, or that's what my heart is.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, I'm working so much, but I always do try and keep that at the forefront of my mind, is to date my wife.
Right.
I think that's a nugget there for someone out there listening. For some guy out there listening. Hint, hint, husbands out there.
And it wasn't always where we could do something either. Because there were times when we were financially not even able to, like, go to Starbucks and get a cup of coffee.
Right.
So it's really been a blessing that in the past couple of years we've been able to, like, go out to dinner or, you know, go away for a weekend mm-hmm. or do stuff where it's not just, oh, let's go window shopping
I hate window shopping.
Window shopping stinks. unless you're buying windows.
Right.
I'm like, well,
which is fine.
Here's first of all, window shopping is good to see what you're going to buy. Like,
right.
Oh, let's look around at what we're going to buy, like, within the week or something.
Yeah, right. That's fine. Right. That's so different. But yeah, if I'm going to buy something, yeah.
Look at something while you're drooling, thinking, when are we ever going to get it? You know,
yeah.
So it is, I have to say that if you are out there and maybe you're struggling financially or, you know, don't come off what God's promises is, because there's so many opportunities where you could just throw your hands up and just say, it's not working.
Right.
When is it going to happen? And try and keep that from coming out of your mouth. I mean, you might have the thought, and mm-hmm. you certainly will have the thoughts. That doesn't mean that you can give it life
right.
by verbalizing it. If you get the thought, then immediately verbalize God's
the word
truth,
of God, yeah.
what he says. So, you know, that applies to anything, whether you're, you know, your physical body, your health and wellness, your finances, your relationship. So the thoughts are going to come, like, you're never going to make it. You're never going to get out of debt. You're never going to own a house. You're never going to have a new car. You're never, blah, blah, blah. All those thoughts, when you get them, just say, thank you, Jesus, that nothing is impossible with God. Whatever scripture will come to your mind, you know. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed coming out. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the country. Whatever scripture you can, that's the importance of knowing what the scripture says.
So
you have that easy access. And if you don't know those scriptures off the top of your head, keep index cards.
Right.
Like in your pocketbook or on the refrigerator, in the bathroom, in the mirror, wherever you can just look at them by the side of
every
your bed.
Every single day,
Yeah.
One out of every six scriptures talk about money.
They do.
You think God is trying to tell us something.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and for like, you know, I know there are preachers out there that are like, oh, money's the root of all evil. No, it's not.
Because
if money was the root of all evil, then quit your job.
Right.
Then why are you asking for money then?
Right.
It's the love of.
Yeah. Exactly. It's the love of anything.
If you make pursuing money more important than pursuing God, who then gives you money in all things.
Right.
First seek the kingdom of God. Then all of those
things.
And
then everything else is added.
Right.
Yeah.
Jesus was not poor. He had a treasurer.
Mm-hmm.
How many broke people, you know, have a treasurer walking around with them?
Right.
None.
Right.
All right. So we're going to touch on that subject a little bit later, because I also did want to ask about that. But you guys touched a little bit about marriage and how you've been married for over 30 years. Yeah.
Over 20 years.
20 years, I'm sorry.
We've known each other for 30, yeah.
30 years, yeah. Together. Mm-hmm. Pretty much. And how did you guys handle, because I know you talked about there's high points and you guys are probably at one of those high points right now, but how did you handle those low points? Because a lot of people in marriages, they don't talk about those low points. They don't, maybe they don't want to expose it and think people are like, to have people think that they're struggling or that they're having a really rough time. But how did you guys handle it? And what advice can you give to others?
If you're going through a low point, then you want to go into the Word and try and find your situation in the Word and see what the Word says about it.
Mm.
Always stay in communication with your spouse. Good, bad, indifferent, whatever. Trust, integrity. I mean, all these things have to now be in play, because when things are going great, you're not really learning anything.
Right.
And I'm not saying that, you know, God puts us through things to teach us. No, he teaches us with his Word.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have the Word and you're going through something, now you're going to get something out of it and it's going to turn around for you at the end of it. So you're saying, without getting into specifics, I mean, we've had some really low points and mostly due to my hand, but God has always seen us out of them and he's always brought us to a better place out of those things. No, he didn't cause those things. He did see us through it, though, and has us smelling like a rose out of pretty much every situation we've ever been in. Just because we may argue, we may fight, whatever. But if we never lose sight of who he is in us, we will come out smelling like a rose every time.
Right. Victorious.
Yeah. There are times when you will need to be in battle. And you have to know how to battle. You know, you're not going to use carnal weapons.
Methods,
you need to. So these are things that have to, like Frank was saying, you have to have them already in play when the issues or the situation arises. You don't want to start scrambling. It's just like a regular battle.
Right.
Like if you're going to go to war, you want to know you have your weapons, you have your bombs, you have your planes, you have your... You don't want to be going, oh no, we're going to war tomorrow.
Yeah.
What do we do? Can we gather some... It's really much harder that way. So you should be rooted in the Word and rooted in your promises and know how to fight your enemy, which is the devil, not so much people. although people can be influenced.
Right.
You want to know how to do that when times are good.
Mm-hmm.
And then that way, when a situation arises, you know how to attack that situation.
Right.
And then also another important thing is, as important as warfare is, rest is really important. And rest is totally trusting. And again, you can't trust someone you don't know.
Right.
So you have to know who God is. You have to know his character and how much he's for you.
Right.
And how much he loves you and how much he wants you to win in order for you to just say, you know what? Hell is breaking loose around me.
Right.
But I'm A-okay.
Right. Awesome. That's so interesting, actually, because on my way to work, I was listening to a message and it was the same thing like you guys are saying now. Like, I'm not even lying. Like, so
cool.
Maybe God's trying to tell me something.
Oh, he's tracking.
Yeah. But that's great. Thank you so much for that. And I hope somebody takes notes, including myself.
Episode 25.
So moving on to the questions. Now, how do you juggle family life, work life, ministry life? How do you guys juggle that? I heard once that when God has given you something, you know, you never really get overwhelmed because he gives you enough that you can handle. But you guys make it look so easy. Like, how do you do it?
Really, again, staying in communication with each other, and most of all, staying in communication with God so that he can give you opportunities and he can put people in your life to help you balance stuff.
Right.
You know, I'm in business for myself, but not by myself.
Mm.
So I have partners in business. Do I sometimes feel overwhelmed? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
In the flesh. I feel totally overwhelmed sometimes and tired in the flesh. So it's during those times when I have to either regroup, pray in the spirit for like maybe 10 minutes or so. Like I said, staying in communication with each other and with the Lord and with your partners and with your friendships.
Right.
I think that helps tremendously in balancing everything. I don't know how easy we make it look. I mean,
I think it's also, well, it's like anything. It's like if you want to lose weight and you're like, well, I'm going to join a gym and I'm going to, you know, work out and da 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 da. You have to make time to do that. You have to really put it in your schedule if you're going to make that commitment to working out.
Right.
So it's like anything else. Unfortunately, I think a lot of times most people prioritize their job or their business or their work before the other stuff, because that's the thing that tangibly brings in money. So we gotta work, you gotta work. So work rises to the top because in most people's eyes, that's something they have to do. You don't have to go to the gym. You don't have to work out. You don't have to work on your marriage. You don't, you know, there aren't visible consequences of not doing that until maybe it's almost too late. So you really have to make a concerted effort to schedule things. I'm a planner, I'm a scheduler, and I know not everybody is, like Frank is not really, but you have to kind of get in that habit. And I don't like putting out fires. Like, I don't like, today I'm going to attack that problem and that problem, and then tomorrow I got that problem coming up. And then you're just constantly on like a treadmill, and you're never getting anywhere because you're just kind of just keeping your head above water. So that's what I think planning is about. So planning times to talk, planning times to sit together and eat, planning times to go on dates, planning times to maybe go away for a little while in a marriage. And same thing with a ministry, you know, planning times to do your podcast or maybe go visit a church or da 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 da. So it's all about, like, look at your calendar for a month. And maybe all you can do is plan a week in advance. Then just do that, you know, and set a schedule.
I really like how you said, like, when it comes to things like marriage, there's no visual consequences. Maybe that's why people are, like, so chillax about family, or they're so chillax about just their home life. Like, I work hard at work because, it's performance-based
and
over
it's a paycheck,
there.
Yeah.
But at home, it's different because you're just like, ah, those are just, that's just my husband. Or those are just my kids. So I really like that. And, like, I wish, like, more people could speak about that.
Well, they will now.
It's like you know, it's that song. You probably don't know this song. It's called Cats in the Cradle. It's an old song. And it's basically the story of a father saying to his the kid would keep coming to him, and he said, "I'll get to you tomorrow," or whatever the song was.
Wait a second, is that how it goes? No, I'll get to you tomorrow.
No, it's not how that goes. Oh my goodness! At all,
I wish we could play it right now.
Well, maybe cats
in the cradle and the silver spoon.
The little boy blue and the man in the moon. All right, when you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when.
But we'll get together then. So,
and then before he knows it, his son's grown up.
Oh.
And he's out of the house. And he's like, what happened? And that's the consequence. Like, if you're not going to spend time with your children, you like today, I saw your son and I'm like, oh my God, how did he get so big?
Yeah.
You know, it just happens. It just happens. And it happens in a marriage. It happens in a friendship. You're like, how did we grow so far apart? Well, because for months and months and years, you haven't, like, you could see parents, like, you know, the mom's involved with the kids, the dad's involved with making money, and then the kids are out, and then you have two strangers.
They don't know what to do with each other,
in the house. And like, oh, what? You know, what happened? What happened to the marriage?
So, I used to help watch a lady. She sadly passed away not too long ago, but she had cancer. But that was their story.
Mm-hmm.
When I asked her husband, and I was just like, you know, like, what happened? Like, how did you guys get to where you are now? And it was the same thing. Like, he was more away at work, just working, bringing in a paycheck. And she's just taking care of the kids. When the kids left, all of a sudden, they have all these issues in the marriage, and they can't get along, and who are you, and who did I marry? So it was actually really sad, because now she's on her deathbed. She can't speak, and it's like I felt so sad for her, because I'm just like, maybe she wants to say something, maybe he wants to say something, but she's to the point where she can't understand, and she can't talk to him. So that was a sad reality of what could actually happen, because I'm sure they didn't plan for that.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, but that's great. You guys definitely touched on a lot of great points there. So now, as far as like ministry-wise and doing the podcast network, how has that been?
Well, that's challenging, because we, again, it's sometimes a struggle to schedule it.
Yeah.
Because I know Bella has been asking to do a podcast. So,
the thing with Bella is that she's like so excited.
She has questions. She has a question coming up about Halloween.
About Halloween, yeah, and she has listeners now, which have questions for Bella.
So,
and she keeps trying to get Slippery Pete on the show, and who's her friend? Who's
that
her
was
alligator
actually
friend?
One of my favorite podcasts, you guys. Me and Kennedy, I was telling Christina earlier, we're in the car, and all we listen to is Bella because of the kids. So, and I'm laughing harder than, well, Jay's like, but Kennedy's just always side-eyeing me like, come on, stop. Like, we listen to it all the time. That's what we listen to in the car.
Bella and me.
Yes.
So you're the ones listening. Because it's not scripted at all.
Right.
Bella just goes off.
Right, it's hilarious.
Because it's not just about for the podcast. It's not just about recording it,
right?
Because then Frank has to work on it and edit it, and then he has to post it. So it's not just a quick it's only 20 minutes.
Yeah,
it's not really.
Right,
it's more like a couple of hours of work.
Well, I mean, what's really cool is like Family Life, Become a Light Today on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
What's great about that is that that is a church in Glassboro called Family Life Christian Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Larry and Yvonne Clark, they pastor the church there. Letitia, their daughter, sends me the MP3, and it goes up as is. There's no editing.
Right.
The new one that's coming out, The Word on Wednesday on Thursday with James and Mary Corey, that's going up as is.
Mm-hmm.
I think ours, Bella and me, NMA, Empowering God's Beloveds, usually has the editing that's done to it. Although we're doing a lot less editing on our show.
We're trying
with
to
Daddy.
Do like just life. Let it go as it is.
Bella, however, desperately needs editing because she goes off. And it's simple. It's just not easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple, but it's not easy. I mean, you record them yourself, and you just send me the file,
right?
And then it has to the intro and the outro.
By the time it's on there, you guys think of like. Perfect speaker, and I am not.
It's the wonder of editing.
My last question would be, I keep getting these emails from, I don't know who, they're like, oh, Frank and Christina, this and that. And it's just pretty much, I don't know, to me, it's kind of annoying, to be honest, because it's just like, we're not really here in this world. God did not put us here or assign us to talk about other ministries and what they're doing perfectly and what they're not. So I know this probably comes to you guys a lot, where you get ministries or just random people from random emails that say stuff like, oh, you're not a true prophet or you're not a true minister. How do you handle that? Because I know...
Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this right. You're getting emails?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I thought you were saying, oh, Frank, Christina, oh, we love them and you're getting sick of it. You're getting annoyed. No. I'm like, no, well, excuse me. Like, where are you going with this?
Yeah, no.
You're getting emails about us?
Yeah, and I think it's like...
I think you got one. Are you getting more than one?
Yeah, same I think person? I've gotten another one. And it's a different email, so I don't know if they're creating, like, different emails to send out these long... extra long
Oh my god, that's so funny.
And I know you guys get it all the time, and I know it's not just you guys in general, but other ministers probably get this attack like that all the time. And one of the things that she pointed out was that there's no such thing as a prosperity ministry. Like, well, if no, God,
I agree. We're saying that it's part of the whole package. It's not like I'm going to just teach the prosperity message.
Right.
Well, it's the prosperity of everything.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
your children's success.
Right.
Your health, your finances, your, you know, ministry, all of it's prospering.
Right.
I wish you should prosper.
I agree with that.
Be in good health as your soul prospers.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is no prosperity message per se. Like, it's all about money.
Right.
If that's what this person is
saying.
People say
prosperity gospel, which is the gospel.
Right.
It's all prosperity. It's good news.
Because Jesus came to actually give us life and life more abundantly.
Right. That's prosperity.
Life and more life.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. I would imagine this person is not prospering. I don't know how to, you know. Well, here's the thing. We've been attacked to our emails.
Oh.
And I just say, God bless you. You know, like,
yeah,
we love you. Thank you for writing in. Thank you for your opinion, as wrong as it is.
Yeah, I could agree with you, but then we'd both be wrong.
Then we'd both be wrong. But, you know, you're entitled to your opinion, but it's not scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
We were just saying, you said every scripture basically talks about God loves you and wants you to prosper. He wants you to have a long, satisfied life. That's prosperity. He wants you to be well. That's prosperity. He wants you to be blessed going in and blessed going out. That's prosperity.
Right.
I mean, you can't get around it if you tried to get around
it.
Right.
I just would question, what book are you reading? Because the book I read is good news.
It is.
God loves you.
Yeah.
And to this person, he loves you too, and we love you. And it's okay if you hate us. I mean, if everybody loved us, we'd be doing something wrong.
Yeah.
So I put myself with the highest standard.
Mm-hmm.
That's my standard, is the Lord Jesus Christ. There were a lot of people that hated his message when he walked the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they crucified him for us. So I find myself in good company then.
Right.
If you hate me, or you disagree with my message, or you want to badmouth me, then amen. I must be doing something right. I look at other ministries that I follow, and I find that their words to be true, and they have high integrity and character. And they, if you go on Google or you Google those people, man, you'll find negative things about
those ministries.
And here's what I don't understand. If your life is full, and your ministry is flourishing, why are you looking at other ministries?
Right.
Yeah.
Focus on your ministry, all right? So focus on your ministry and move forward with whatever you feel God has called you to do.
Right.
And stop looking around and pointing the finger at.
So in general, you just ignore it.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, some people might email me and we might, like, it might be a question-based.
Right.
And I will very much, like, we had one a long time ago, pastor said something. And he said he was a pastor, and he said, you know, XYZ, you did this, this, and this. And I said, well, here's some scriptures to counteract what you're saying.
Right.
And praise God, kudos to this man, because it takes a big person
it does.
To apologize and say, you know what, I was wrong. Mm-hmm. I apologize. And that's what happened. They emailed us and apologized and said, you were right and you handled it well. And I really, really appreciated that. That was a very Christian thing to do.
Right.
It was a year later, mm-hmm. he wrote back. And not only did he email us, but he also publicly posted it on iTunes so everyone can see it.
Yeah, and that's really, that is the Christian way to be. And I really was honored by that.
Right.
I say, before episode 30, we'll be asking you questions like that.
Oh.
How do you handle negative emails and messages?
I haven't really gotten any.
Oh, of course, because you're perfect, of course. Everyone loves Lavinia.
Wait, so that means I'm doing something wrong?
No.
I don't know, maybe you are.
No, I haven't really gotten any, but I just always wanted to, like, address those emails, but in a more, not in a mean way, because I feel like I would be mean, like,
right.
You shouldn't be doing that, obviously.
Because your flesh just rises up, but
in a way to kind of, we can sit here and laugh about it too. Yeah, I think that was great because, we're not really put in this earth to pinpoint other ministries and say, well, you're not of God or you're this and you're that because
We're supposed to be unified.
Right.
I mean, even if we disagree on doctrine or we disagree on methodology, shouldn't we just agree that we love the Lord and we're supposed to love each other?
Right.
Can we agree on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so it's been really awesome having you guys on the podcast. Seriously, like, we have to do this again.
Yes, when's the next milestone in podcast life?
That would be episode 50 and then 100. And then it goes 50. By hundreds.
Yeah. Really, 50?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Not that long.
Well, looking forward to having you guys back.
Yeah.
On I'm looking forward to coming
50th
back.
Podcast episode.
Yeah. What will be different in 50 podcasts? Like what?
50 podcasts. I've been pushed to, like, study more. Like, I just, saying yes to God, sometimes you're just like, okay, like, yes, Lord, whatever it is that you want me to do, I'll do it. But sometimes you don't really know, like, what area. Like, I feel like this was the way that he just, oh, yeah, you're not going to read your word? Okay, now you have to.
Not this word.
Now you have to read your Bible, and now you have to study and gain understanding and seek wisdom. Like Lord, I need wisdom. I just need wisdom. And he's just like, okay.
Yeah.
Podcast coming up in a few weeks. Just wait. Wisdom is going to come. So I feel like that's how God works with us. He works with us in different ways, but I think that's how he's working with me right now.
Amen.
Until it becomes in me to just, even when I'm having bad days or good days, to pick up the word and read it, that is, so be it. So I feel like that's how he's working right now.
Cool.
So yeah, definitely going to do more studies, more reading, so that I can get up on my word game. So that I can definitely have more to talk about and more word to share. So thank you guys so much.
Thank you for
being with us.
Thank you.
Oh, we love you.
Oh, thank you. I love you guys too.
So next time, maybe Ken will be on the show. Ken,
yes.
Episode 50.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your husband, Mr. Lavinia Johnson.
He has to be on there.
Yeah.
Because today he had to watch Akito.
That's all right.
Life of a parent.
Yeah. All right. Make it work.
Yes, you do. All right. So thank you guys so much for being here with us at NMA. We look forward to having you, like you heard, guys, on the 50th episode. And that sounds weird, me saying it. But looking forward to have you guys again. Thank you so much for joining me. It's been an exciting time. I love the time of laughter and just wisdom. Like I feel like I need more and more in my life. You guys are always great examples. And like I've told you guys before, like, you guys have been like pillars in our lives. People that we can kind of have on our side to keep us going and keep us strong. Because when we see you guys, and when we see other men and women of God around us, we're just like, wow, like, this is achievable, and we have something to look forward to, and we've seen God move and work great in you guys' life. So we're just like, Lord, like, take us there, and looking forward to seeing so much more.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we'll catch you again next time. Thank you. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to the NMA Podcast. Visit us online today for more podcast information, social media, directories, and more valuable resources at LavinyaJohnson.com.